What's up, everyone? It's Saturday. Probably going to be my last video for this year. Because it'll be the first anyways. I have tonight off. I actually was scheduled time off for some reason. Normally, I would work this day, which would be my Monday, but it's not. This whole week's all messed up, but that's okay. I'm cool with it because I get to watch some basketball games. We went 2-1 the last game last night. Oh my goodness. I can't explain to you how much excitement that was. And I gotta say, even though we lost, we went into overtime, right? And I'm not gonna talk about things that didn't happen or should have happened, with a multitude of things, but I can say that this team that played a 3A team, because they're a 1A team, took that 3A team and they're ranked fifth in the state. Took them to overtime and we almost won. Like, within the last minute or two is when, you know, we weren't able to pull it off. But you really could make a case that if we would have just hit a couple more shots, or, you know, other stuff would have went our way, you know, like, we could have won that. And I honestly believe that them going the distance like that, with that much, even though it's just an exhibition game, with that much on the line, and how much they gave, energy-wise, smart-wise, thinking two steps ahead, I believe that, you know, these kids could do something this year. They could. It's possible. It is up to, you know, the outcome, of course, but if you think about it, the matchup that they had would have seemed a little bit off-putting because I guess from their coaches' standards that they were a little bit more athletic than Nakobe's whole team, which is whatever. But you still got to put the ball in the bucket. You still got to make the points. You still got to do this and that in order for that to really count. But yeah, anyways, take a look at that. I'm going to post it whenever I can. I've been posting a lot of videos. The ones I haven't got a chance to post. I also have something that I still need to post. A couple of things. That has to do with my son playing basketball. And that's going to be separate. Mostly just because, you know, I haven't really done much with it. The holidays have kind of messed up everything. And I gotta say, I like live streaming. Love it. I don't care if no one's even watching it. That's not even what I'm worried about. It's that I am who I am, no matter where I am. Unless, of course, you know, I have no saying anything, you know, it doesn't really matter, but I have to be perfectly honest, though. I feel more comfortable not even thinking about, not saying I wouldn't feel comfortable, but not even thinking about if there's anyone watching, because it really doesn't bother me. Like, even when I talked to a coworker about, you know, me making videos and whatnot, and they watched, you know, a couple of things that I posted, and I guess it really resonated with them, in a way, because, you know, I don't really talk about everything anyone goes through all the time. It's mostly just me. I mean, I have to be real. I have to kind of show the things that I kind of go through on a daily basis. You know, like, I tend to fail a lot. I tend to, you know, forget things. There's a lot of negativity in the things that I probably talk about, but I want to shine a light in all the things that someone might go through, just being a normal person, you know, being a father or a mother, whatever it is. Having kids in general is a super heavy task, especially when you have to do everything else on top of, you know, meeting the needs for your children. The good thing, though, when they're younger, they kind of get trained on your lifestyle, the things that you go through, and at least for my kids, you know, they've accepted my role on my job, and the time I'm not there, I hate it. Like, I don't want to not be there for my kids, and I know that I'm only really honestly there for their sporting events and when I am home, of course. But, you know, our schedules are messed up, and I'm glad and super grateful that, you know, my kids have pretty much always been good troopers about all of it. They have never, I mean, they of course, you know, complained that, you know, they don't want me to work or they don't want me to go, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's kind of normal stuff, but I mean, for them to truly understand, hey, this is what a responsibility is, this is what a job is, this is what, you know, is what you're supposed to go through to have the things that you want. They know the value of money and how hard it is to obtain that. You know, they don't know physically yet because they haven't had to do it, but I'm certainly grateful that they could see my life kind of live through me in a sense, so they don't have to make my mistakes, because I do things, you know, I don't want to do, and I know they see that, but they also see that it's more of a being a grown up and responsibility thing and all the other stuff. I don't think they see it as a negative aspect of being an adult. They just see it, hey, it's one more thing I probably gotta brush up on as I get older. And I think they're good people about it. They've done, I don't know, they've done really great with just navigating through their lives without having a lot of, you know, intervention or a lot of say-so or anything else on their parents' part at all. Like, my kids are pretty much self-sufficient with learning, with producing the things that they need to do. Like, they handle all that. I'm super proud of myself. I know it sounds kind of conceited, but it's true. I'm super proud of myself that I've done such a great job with them that they don't need me as much, even though that kind of hurts, you know? Like, I want them to need me, but that's the whole part about growing up, too. I got to learn to let go of some of it, because I know that eventually it's going to happen. Nothing I can do about it. I mean, of course, I'm going to be super sad. I'm going to cry a lot. It's going to suck, but I love my kids. I love my family, and I will do anything for them as long as they're happy, as long as, you know, they're doing the things that they're capable of doing and exceeding their expectations, because If they're not, then they're pretty much just settling for whatever's the easiest to settle for. And that's not how I see life. I'm going to strive for things better than the things that I have now, because it's not that I want more money. I want to help more people. I want to help so many people, even with money or without money, that, you know, I just want to make it a standard. Like, just for instance, right now, I was thinking my trip home on really bad winter days sucks. Like, I wouldn't mind if I had money to put in heated roads. I wouldn't mind that. If I had money, I would do it. Like, that's the kind of thing that may not, maybe it's not a big thing for anyone, but I think it is. I think it's a great way of life to live, to not have to worry about things. Also, I would love to build a community center for this small town of Cove, just for recreation, basketball, whatnot. I don't care, but something to allow the kids to be able to, you know, grow into themselves and find out what their passions are. And you got to have outlets. You got to have a lot of opportunities, or else you don't know what those opportunities are. So this is a really long video, and I hope it's posted it on everywhere. It might not be, but I don't care. I'm just glad I get to talk to y'all. I don't think y'all understand. The words of positivity and my positive outlook on life is really infectious. I know that as long as I can bring happiness to my surroundings, it'll flourish and people see it. And hopefully, you know, they can, you know, help other people themselves. I know it sounds like gibberish. I get it. What am I talking about? I'm just talking about helping people. Doesn't matter what it is. Nothing specific. But my thoughts have always been, you know, as long as I'm good and I don't have to worry about, like, the smallest things or the little things or the things that I have to regularly worry about daily, you know, that's the time when I'm going to be able to get out of my shell and be able to help people, be able to do more things for the community. And I know it sounds really funny, but I just feel like that's what this needs. That's what my life needs. And I've always been a person that loves to help people. And it could be big or small. It doesn't matter what it is. But I only love to help people because I want them to do the same for others. That's it. I don't want anything back from anyone. I don't ask for, you know, a lot of things in life except for being happy. Like, I'll walk up to someone and make a joke. I mean, not anything bad, but just make a joke. Just to make someone smile, because they deserve it. You deserve to be happy. I'm home now. I gotta go.